don't tell Master Vitalin anything. He's dangerous.
Oh, 所以虽然能工作，就是你不要人家知道你的秘密的话，就不要告诉你。不是。
So on the first day we came, I actually was telling him, asking permission to leave today. It's like one day earlier.
开始的时候我问林牧师可不可以给我今天早上，下班之后就离开。
Because Mona's birthday is tomorrow.
因为我的太太的生日是明天。
I now regret telling him.
哎呀，我后悔告诉了他。
Because we like to celebrate birthdays quietly.
因为我们是很希望能够很安静地去庆祝这个生日。
So after preaching to you, I'm going to have a counseling session with him.
好了，讲完了之后呢，我要给牧师一个布道。
No, thank you so much. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，谢谢。
Can you believe we're coming to the end of the camp? At least I'm finishing the 7 talks that I'm asked to do.
很快的，我们就来到这个退休会的尾声。
On the theme of the presence of God,
我们谈到上帝与我们的同在。
And I hope that by God's grace, in His Word, by His Spirit,
接受上帝的恩典，接受上帝的话语，接受上帝的圣灵。
You have been learning precious lessons about the presence of God.
你就在这个退休会里头学习到很多关于上帝同在的宝贵的功课。
And not just learn,
不但只是学习,
but increasingly joyfully obey.
并且不断地去很喜乐地去顺服上帝的话语。
For God is not pleased and glorified simply because we learn in our heads.
我们不是单单头脑上的知识。
But God is pleased and glorified when we are transformed in our hearts, in our relationships, in our church.
当我们的生命有所改变，当我们与教会的关系有所改变的时候，上帝就有喜悦。
So let's turn to God in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
To you we turn.
上帝啊,
in you we find hope.
在你的生命里头，我们找到希望。
In you we find salvation.
在你的生命里头，我们得到救恩。
In you, when you alone, we find new life.
在你的生命里头，我们找到新的生命。
The precious gift of Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, and our coming Judge.
感谢你赐给我们无限的上帝的福音。
Speak now your word that we, your church, might hear.
请你向我们说话，使到教会能够听得到。
And we pray that we will not simply be hearers, but indeed be willing and joyful doers of your word.
让我们不单单只是听到，并且要喜悦地去行道。
That we might bring you glory now and forevermore.
使我们能够给你带来荣耀，从现在直到永远。
Through Christ and Christ alone we pray.
借着耶稣的名我们祷告。
Amen. Amen. And so, final talk in your outlines on page 18.
在你们的手册的第18页是我们的最后一个信息。
The main points will come out on the PowerPoint.
我们有幻灯片。
Let me begin with another Sunday school story.
告诉你一个主日学的故事。
So, Sunday school class.
主日学那一天。
And getting the children to draw anything that came to their mind.
那么主日学老师就像那些儿童呢，去画他们脑海里想到的一个图画。
So the teacher started with that creative exercise, whatever comes to your mind today, draw.
老师说你头脑想到什么，你就画出来。
And so she passed different children, and they drew different things.
那么不同的儿童呢，他们就画不同的图画。
And then she finally came to one, and she saw a strange drawing.
那么来到一个儿童里面呢，他就看到这个儿童所画的那个图画很特别。
And so the teacher asked the little girl.
那么老师就问那个小女孩,
What are you drawing?
你画的是什么?
And she said, without looking up.
那么她就没有抬头看着那个老师。
And she said to the teacher, I'm drawing God.
那么他就跟老师说我在画上帝。
And the teacher said, You can't draw God. God is invisible. No one has seen him.
老师说上帝是无形的，没有人见过上帝，你怎么能够画上帝呢？
You don't know what God looks like.
你不知道上帝到底是什么样子。
And the girl said, After I finish my drawing, you will know what he looks like.
那么那个女孩子就说，我画完了之后，你就知道上帝是什么样子。
Only children can think like that and say things like that.
只有儿童能够这么样子的去想，这么样子的去说。
And so we'll be exploring the presence of God.
所以我们现在来探讨上帝的同在。
And from the writings of Paul, especially in 2 Timothy, as our anchor book, our anchor passage, we now review and recap the main lessons that Paul is driving home, firstly to Timothy and then to us. Remember this passage, 2 Timothy 4, verse 1 and 2. Can we read this together in English and then in the Chinese afterwards? Those who can read in English. Together. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, with complete patience and teaching. Daniel.
第摩拉后书第四章第一和第二节，我在上帝面前，并且在那将要审判国人、世人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和国度，吩咐你勿要传道，无论是得是或者不得是，都要常做准备，以多方的人来和教训、责备、警戒劝勉人。
So remember, in this church at Timothy was pastoring, there was more and more false teachers and false teaching.
那个时候提摩太所处理的那间教会呢，有很多一些虚假的道理。
And once you have false teachers and false teaching,
当你有虚假的教导的时候呢,
slowly but surely, there will be the absence of the presence of God, the purpose of God for the people of God.
慢慢的，上帝的同在呢，就越来越疏远了他们。
So Paul tells Timothy,
所以保罗告诉提摩太,
you will come to know the true person and presence of God only in Christ.
只有当你在基督里头的时候，你才可以领略到上帝的同在。
And between his first appearing and his second appearing, we come to know Christ through the gospel.
在耶稣显现的第一次和最后一次之间呢，我们必须经验到上帝的福音。
The message of salvation.
这个就是救恩的福音。
Next slide. We learn about the presence of God in Paul's life in three tenses.
那么从这个保罗的生命呢，我们就发现到上帝是与他同在的。
Again, if you read it in English,
我们可以读那个英文版。
Together. At my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me, strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever.
2 Timothy 4:16-18。提摩太后书第四章第十六节，我第一次申辩的时候，没有一个人支持我，反而离弃我。但愿这罪不要归在他们身上。然而主站在我旁边，加给我力量，使福音的信息凭着我尽都传开，万国的人都可以听见。他并且把我从狮子口中救出来，主必救我脱离一切邪恶的事。 也必救我进入他天上的国，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。Amen.
Remember, Paul was at the end of his life.
保罗是来到他的生命的尽头。He
has been abandoned, deserted.
别人呢已经是抛弃了，离弃了保罗。Betrayed
by fellow workers who no longer believed.
他被他的同事背叛了。And
the only one who was faithful was Timothy.
唯有对他忠心的一个人呢，就是只有提摩太。
But notice for Paul, his experience of God was the experience of the Lord Jesus.
但是保罗所亲身经历的呢，就是经历到耶稣基督与他的同在。
In the bold words, the Lord stood by me in the past.
保罗说，在以前上帝是那么样子的支持着我。
The Lord is obviously with me, even though I'm alone in a dungeon in a prison.
就算我是在监牢里头单独的时候，上帝也是那么样子的支持着我。
And see the end of verse 17, I was rescued from the lion's mouth in the past. Lion's mouth, the greatest danger.
并且上帝也把我从狮子的口中救了出来。
And he's absolutely confident the same Lord Jesus will rescue him from every evil deed and bring him safely to the kingdom of heaven.
所以保罗就很肯定地说，在将来上帝也将会去救赎他，带到他进入上帝荣耀的国度里头。
So for Paul, in summary again, the next night,
所以对保罗来说,
he's abandoned but not alone.
他虽然被抛弃,
he's humanly, earthly, alone, but he's not lonely because the Lord Jesus, the risen Lord Jesus, is with him.
肉体来说,他是非常的孤单,
he may be attacked again and again, but he's never defeated.
他被人家是这么样子的攻击,
is that your experience?
这是不是你的同样的经验呢?
Of the presence of God.
有了上帝的同在,
not the absence of God.
不是上帝没有和你同在,
the past, the present, the future.
以前, 目前,
we must pray to live this way.
我们必须祷告,
the next line, the presence of God in four ways. Paul would experience God by his Spirit, by his grace, by his word, by his modeling.
接着上帝的圣灵，上帝的恩典，上帝的话语，上帝的模范，他看到上帝，他同在。
And just in case Timothy sits there in his troublesome church in Ephesus and thinks, but that's Paul. Paul is special. Paul is saying to him, no, this is for all believers, also for you.
不单只是给提摩太，不单只是给他，保罗说，这一种恩赐呢，是给所有信靠耶稣的人。
That's why, Timothy, you can also fight the good fight. You can also finish the race of salvation and mission that God has given to you.
所以同样的提摩太和我一样，你同样的去可以去征战，同样的你可以去胜利。
And that is why he gives himself as a model. Remember last night?
保罗呢，就把自己当作是一个模范。
He's not boasting about himself. My teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my patience, my love, my, the focus is not on him. Mine, because of God and Christ.
我的教导，我的行为，我的生命，我的一切的理想，都是在主里头。
Jesus is Lord over every area, and Jesus is Lord of all the moments of his life.
在我生命的每一个方面，生命的每一个角落，耶稣都是我的主宰。
But you notice there's a battle.
还是有一个征战。
The battle of the next night, those who live a godly life will be persecuted, and evil people and imposters will go from bad to worse.
但是那个征战呢，就是凡是愿意过一个属灵生命的人呢，都会受到攻击。
So that was to recap what we have learned in the last five talks.
刚才我们就是把我们过去五堂所讲的再做一个总结。
Today I take you through that outline on page 18. You may want to take notes in different pages or just take photos.
现在让我们从你们的那个手册的第十八页。
Last night, the last point we dealt with was there's a battle for truth.
昨天晚上我们讲说我们要为真理而去征战。
We now live in the information age.
今天我们生活在一个资讯的时代。
More information, but less reformation of hearts.
我们有很多很多的资讯，但是心灵却没有更新。
More education, but less enlightened people.
很多的人有受教育了，但是我们却没有理解教育的那个实在。
Enlightened of God, enlightened of ourselves, enlightened of relationships with others.
我们不了解上帝，我们不了解自己，我们也不了解人与人之间的关系。
So today I deal with the battle for people.
今天呢，我们要看人之间的那个增长。
And in the table in the three columns that you have there.
那么看到了那个三部分哦。
Now first you're going to deal with the age we live in.
我们要主要看我们现在所活出的那个年代。
The second column is the society we live in.
我们所活出的那个，我们活在的那个社会里头。
And finally, the reality we live in.
我们活在的那个真实的环境里头。
That we are firstly to be prayerful about the age, the society, and the reality we live in.
我们要很小心的为着我们的年代，我们的社会，我们的真实的环境来祷告。
And once we are prayerful, then we can be mindful, and then we can be fruitful.
当我们祷告的时候呢，我们就能够知道这一些事情的存在。
But if we are not prayerful first and not mindful of the world, we cannot be fruitful as we abide in Jesus.
要是我们没有祷告，我们也不知道这个事情的实况的时候呢，我们就不能够结出好的果实。
Firstly, then, the age we live in. The next slide.
今天我们所处在的那个时代
100 years ago, where would we all be in China?
我们在100年前在中国的那个社会是怎么样子的？
In India,
在印度，
In America,
在美国。
Whichever country you have come from, and you see that there, whatever race you come from,
不管你是什么种族，是从什么国家来的。
100 years ago, the chances are very high.
一百年前呢
，that you and I would be living in villages and we would be farmers.
一百年前，我们大部分的人都是住在村落里头，大家都是农夫。
80 to 100 years ago, parents, grandparents, great grandparents were all people who lived in rural areas.
80 years ago, 100 years ago, 我们的曾祖父、我们的祖父都是住在农村里头。
And the more land you had, the more farms you had, the richer you were.
我们有很多的土地，我们有很多的耕种，我们就非常的富裕。
And the more children you had, especially the more sons you had, the more workers for the fields.
有很多的孩子，尤其是有很多的男孩的话呢，你就有更多的在农场工作的人。
Today,
今天
most of us live in urban.Cities.
今天我们大部分的人都是住在城市里头。
And so, there's a massive transformation. Let me ask, how many of you still live in farms?
好了，我再问，你们当中有谁是住在农村的
？Your parents are farmers.
或者你的爸爸妈妈是农夫
？There could be, hands up.
可能有，谁是住在农村的举手
？One, out of 200 or 300.
If I was like,
ask this question in America, I could have 30%. Right? I ask this question in Australia, I might have 20%. But it's still the minority. So I think by now, most of us have heard of the latest initiative under President Xi Jinping.
那么我们知道呢，现在习近平下了一道他的命令。
The acronym, the English acronym short form for is OBOR.
那么英文的那个简写呢，就是 OBOR.
It's One Belt, One Road.
一带一路。
Have you heard of that?
有听过吗
？You better hear of that.
你必须要了解什么叫做一带一路。
Going to change China.
因为它要完全的改变中国。
And once you change China, you're going to change the region.
当你改变了中国，你就改变了整个这个区域。
And once you change the region, you change Asia.
你改变了区域，你就改变了亚洲。
And once you change Asia, you change the world.
你改变了亚洲，你改变了全世界。
And so we need to be prayerful and mindful.
我们必须要祷告，我们也必须要知道目前的状况。
They're attempting to move 300 million Chinese.
他们要把3亿人的中国人
from villages to cities.
把他们从农村带到城市。
This is the biggest movement of people in human history.
这是人类有史以来最大的一个变迁。
Never attempted before.
从来没有试过的。
But they have confidence because in the last 20, 30 years, China, by its coastal cities and the major cities, have transformed.
但是他们很有信心一定会成功，因为在过去20年来他们已经有这么样子的发展的计划。
That is only the tip of the iceberg of all that is happening in the world.
这只不过是世界所发展的趋势的冰山一角。
In almost every country, there's a movement, an unstoppable, undeniable movement from rural to urban life.
在每一个国家，他们都有这么样子的一个运动。就是把人从农村带到城市。
It's something God has allowed.
这是上帝所应许的。
And is allowing.
并且上帝也继续应许。
But let's look at the downsides of it and the upsides of it.
我们看看这个运动的坏处和好处。
As people move from farming the land to living in cities.
当人从农村进入市区的时候。
This could happen.
某一些事情就会发生了。
We are more distance from God.
我们就离开上帝越来越远。
And then more depraved or more self-sufficient.
我们就越来越堕落，越来越自以为是。
So for us in cities like Singapore, whenever you are hungry, where do you get food?
在新加坡，你肚子饿的时候，你去哪里拿食物？
You just order on the computer or your phone, lah.
你去电脑那边或者用你的电话就可以买到东西了。
And depending on the delivery service, whether it's Uber or what Deliveroo，
那么就有人会送食物给你了，是不是
？Or you go to the place，
或者你就去到餐馆。
Food in our world is instantaneous。
买食物呢是立刻的
，It grows on your computer。
那个食物是在你的电脑那边出来的。
Really？
真的吗
？You ever seen a farmer do his work？
你有没有看过农夫是怎么工作的
？I have a good Australian friend in university。
我有一个好的一个很好的一个澳洲朋友
，He was the first person who invited me to church。
他是第一个介绍我去教会的。
And then he invited me to his parents' farm。
那么他去完教会之后呢，就邀请我去他的爸爸的农田
，a real farm, a wheat farm。
真的是一个稻田。
You know how they live？
你知道他们的生活是怎么样的
？They rise when the sun rises。
当太阳起来的时候，他们就起身了。
From the moment the sun rises, they are out in the field。
太阳起来的时候，他们就在田里工作。
I went during harvesting time。
那么我去的时候是他们收割的时候。
You ever tried harvesting wheat？
你有没有收割过稻田
？In the language of youth, then tiring 啊。
那么年轻人说：“哎呀，真闲啊。” Because
the more I am recreating connected with God-given nature and creation, the more I am thankful to Him.
当我越来越跟大自然在一起接触的时候呢，我就更加的会学习如何感谢上帝。
So beware of living life through a screen.
所以不要就是把那个手机放在那个电脑里头。Beware
of experiencing life through a screen.
不要单单只是从那个电脑那边去经验你的人生。It
gets a little bit unreal after a while.
后来呢，你就觉得这是很不真实的。
Romans chapter 1 actually says,
罗马书第一章说,
that we have a knowledge of God through creation.
我们借助上帝的创造,
we have a knowledge of God through our consciences.
借助我们的那个知识,
whenever you climb a mountain,
当你爬山越岭的时候,
whenever you look up to sea,
当你去看一片大海的时候,
when you look at beautiful trees and beautiful plants,
当你看到那些美丽的花草树木的时候,
I hope you never stand there and say,
我希望你不会站在那边这样子说,
I created this.
是我创造这一些的,
you need psychological help.
要是你是这样子说的话，你就是神经有问题了。
One of my church members climbed one of the peaks of Mount Everest.
我的教会有一位朋友，他去跑那个喜马拉雅山了。And
when he got to one of those peaks up of the range, the Everest range,
那么你来到一个山顶的时候,
he arrived at the top.
他来到那个山顶,
and all he could say was,
他说了一句话,
I'm so small.
我是如此的渺小.
The danger of living in man-made cities is that you think you made all things.
当我们是住在城市里头的时候呢，我们有一种幻觉，以为说什么东西都是我们创造的。
You think you made everything.
你以为你创造了一切。
You think you are creator and ruler.
你以为你是创造者，你以为你是这个统治者。
The more distance we are from the land,
当我们离开这块土地越远的时候,
the more depraved we may be.
我们就越来越堕落。
And so prayerful and mindful, the next slide,
我们必须要祷告，我们也必须知道事情的真相。
We're building more and more on a massive scale, on a global scale, the Tower of Babylon,
我们就越,
the Tower of Babel.
那么我们就会越来越城市化，去造了一个巴比塔。
And as we build more cities of Babylon, there's less of the longing for the city of God, the city of Jerusalem.
当我们越来越去创造巴比伦式的那种城市的时候呢，我们就越来越远离耶路撒冷式的城市。
And one of the main messages of the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, is
启示录的其中的一个教导,
Jesus says to his people, Jesus says to his church,
耶稣告诉他的人众民，耶稣告诉教会,
come out of Babylon.
你们要从巴比伦跑出来。
O Babylon, prostitute Babylon.
Oh, 这个是做淫妇的巴比伦。
That is the language of God. That is the language of the Lord Jesus.
这是上帝的话语，这是耶稣基督的话。
So one way to understand the Bible and one way to understand Christianity's salvation is it's a tale of two cities.
我们要怎么样子去认识基督教呢？我们从两个城市的故事去认识。
Babylon, beginning with the Tower of Babel.
巴比伦呢，是从那个贝伦的那个塔开始的。
Come, let us make a city that reaches to the heavens.
那一群人说，来，我们要创造一个城市，使它我们可以通天。
It's totally man-made, it's totally self-made.
是人造的，是人手所造的。
Mankind using one language in unity to rebel against God.
人借着同样的一个言语呢，以为说他们就这样子可以同心合意去背叛上帝。
Not the self-made, but self-rule.
不但只是自己去创造，并且要自己去统治。
We design our own religion.
我们去决定我们要的信仰是什么。
We manufacture our own gods.
我们去制造我们自己的上帝。
We imagine our own psychologies.
我们幻想我们自己的那个心理的状态。
We determine our own best identities.
我们去决定我们的那个人生的命运是什么。
We choose our own sexualities.
我们去决定我们的那个性倾向是什么。
It's not just self-made, it's self-rule. You make up your own law.
你自己去统治你自己的生命。
Let me just draw a side point, right?
我告诉你,
if you were listening to the last point I made,
我告诉你,
our sinfulness is not simply that we break God's law.
我们之所以有那种罪行, 不是因为我们, 上帝的律法。
We make up new laws against him.
但是我们为自己造了一些新的律法。
I will decide what sexuality I am.
我决定我的性格，我的性倾向是什么。
I will decide my own destiny in life.
我决定我自己生命的命运是什么。
And so Babylon has the spirit of self-pleasing and self-glorifying.
所以巴比伦是一个自我陶醉、自我荣耀的一个城市。
Jerusalem is the opposite to Babylon.
耶路撒冷就是巴比伦的相反。
It is made by God.
耶路撒冷是上帝所造的。
When they measured up,
当他们去
the area of the temple,
当他们去量那个圣殿的那个面积的时候
，the materials for the temple.
用什么材料去建圣殿的时候
，All the instructions of God to His people was totally precise.
上帝所给予人民的那个教导和指示呢是非常精确的。
You will build my city in my way.
你要借着我的方式去建造这个城市。
In the heart of my city was the heart of Singapore.
在我这个中心，新加坡的中心是哪里
？Hawker Centre, of course.
你说湾中心。
Because the Hawker Center will collapse.
没有了，台湾中心我们就找到了。
But seriously, what's the iconic building of Singapore?
那么在新加坡可以代表新加坡的一个建筑物是什么？
我可以说 MBS 啊，
MBS 就是那个北海城。
Important to us, right?
北海城是对我们来说是非常重要的。
Which building represents the substance and the gist of a nation?
每一个建筑物呢，是代表了那个城市的灵魂。
Statue of the Liberty in America，
在美国就是那个自由女神。
Eiffel Tower in France，
在法国就是那个铁塔。
Great Wall in China，
在中国就是长城。
Jerusalem，
耶路撒冷
，the number one iconic building，
他们最能够代表的那个建筑物。
Tell me，
告诉我
，the temple。
圣殿
，You take away the temple, there is no Jerusalem.
你拿走了圣殿，你就拿走了耶路撒冷。
The whole reason for the existence of Israel was to worship God.
以色列人最大的人生目标就是要敬畏上帝。
So it's God. It is God rule, and whenever they enter the temple, the most important thing that is done is the reading of the law.
所以这个是上帝所建造的城市。当他们去到圣殿的时候，他们所要做的最重要的一件事呢，就是去遵守、去研读上帝的律法。
Deuteronomy 6, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one.
生命记就讲到说，听啊，你只有一位上帝。
There are no other gods beside him.
除了我之外，没有其他的上帝。
And so Jerusalem is the counterpoint, the compensation to Babylon.
所以呢，耶路撒冷呢是那个巴比伦的相反。
God made God rule, but never forget. God glorifying.
上帝的城市，上帝统治，并且是上帝的荣耀。
So we have to know the age that we live in.
我们必须知道我们所活在的那个时代是什么。
There's goodness in man-made cities.
好了，在人所造的城市是有一些好处。
But there is also the spiritual dangers and badness of man-made cities.
但是呢，同样的，它也有那些不好的地方。
Makes us autonomous and independent from God.
因为呢，住在人为的城市呢，使得我们会远离上帝，因为没有了我们可以没有了上帝。
So the buzzword around the world now is smart cities.
所以今天我们所通常听到的一个词呢，就是智慧城市
，and then smart condominiums，
智慧的公馆公寓。
By smart means，
这个智慧的意思呢
，totally run by technology 啦，
就是说一切呢都是由技术来操纵的。
But you know， technology is only as smart as，
但是呢，这个技术哈、好到什么地方？
The next hacker，
那就是另外一个去侵入那个电脑的那个人。
And we just recently had ransomware，
那么我们最近也有遇到这样子的一件事情。我们看到有人是侵入那个电脑的。
A new war among nations now，
那么国与国之间的新的那个战争
，is fought in cyberspace，
是在这个虚幻的这个世界里头发生的。
Power goes down，
当那个电源没有的话
technology collapses,
技术没有了吧,
and you cannot get into your smart house,
你就不能够进去你的那个家了,
the old key is still better.
以前的那个锁匙还是比较好用。
You really think they're getting smarter?
你真的以为我们越来越聪明吗?
They're just getting dumber.
我们是越来越笨。
More and more lazy.
越来越懒惰。
Everything has to be done by a computer.
什么东西都要靠电脑去做。
So you want to rest your brain that God gave you.
所以你要把你的上帝所给你的脑袋用坏吗?
So we carry on. 我们继续。 Society today.
我们今天的社会。
Society today, as we said, is the most transient in human history.
我们今天所处的那个社会呢，是非常的暂时性的。
The biggest movement of humans between nations, between cities.
那么，城市与城市之间最大的那个转变。
I don't know about you, but I love traveling.
我很喜欢去旅游。
I never used to love traveling.
以前我不太喜欢旅游。
Because, you know why?
你知道为什么吗?
I suffer motion sickness.
因为我会头晕。
I have this thing called vertigo.
我有一种病呢，就是叫做那个耳朵啊失去平衡。
So if I wake up suddenly on the wrong side and I turn my head too quickly, my whole world spins.
那么有时候我一起身呢，我一开始不平衡的时候呢，我的整个脑袋都会旋转。
I feel nauseous. I feel like throwing up.
我感到恶心，我感到要呕吐。
And in a bad attack of vertigo,
那么要是我的那个平衡到了一个非常严重的地步的时候。
Totally bedridden and paralyzed.
我必须躺在床上。
How many of you suffer from vertigo?
有时有耳朵不平衡的。
Come and talk to me afterwards.
来找我。
We'll pray together.
我们一起祷告。
We'll grow together.
我们一起来。
We'll comfort each other.
我们一起来彼此勉励。
The rest of people think we are making this up.
有些人没有这种病的人以为我们是在讲骗话。
And so, I love travel.
我喜欢旅游。
How did that happen?
为什么我会喜欢旅游呢?
Because I know that the mission of God is global.
因为上帝的信息呢，必须要传给全世界。
And I realize if I'm starting to send missionaries out, I have to travel to encourage them, see the countries, network. The local church is important, but the local church must never be disconnected from the global church.
那传扬上帝的信息呢，我就必须要去到世界每一个角落。 地区性的教会是重要的，但是我们不能够跟全世界的教会妥协。
So I prayed and prayed and prayed, and now I can travel the world, get on a plane, arrive, and immediately speak.
所以我就祷告，上帝就祝福我，我可以坐飞机去到另外一个地方呢。到了那个地方，我就可以立刻去讲道。
So I am now loving a global citizen.
所以我现在是一个跨国的旅游者。
I love being a frequent flyer.
我是一个坐那个飞机很多次的一个旅客。
But there's a challenge more seriously to our walk with God.
但是呢，这样子的一个状况呢，会给我们跟上帝之间的关系带来一个很大的挑战。
Next slide. The transience is a challenge to our stability, our fidelity, and our authenticity. Sorry, I misspelled that. When you add those three things out, it's a challenge to our Christian maturity.
当我们整个世界是环球化的时候呢，就会大大的影响了我们基督徒的那个成熟性。There's
goodness to travel. There's badness to travel.
全球化是有它的好处，也有它的坏处。There's
goodness for moving to place to place, and there's danger in moving from place to place.
全球化有它的优点，也有它的危险的地方。So
in one of my travels, I met up with a Christian.
有一次去远行的时候呢，我遇到一位基督徒
，newly married，
刚刚结婚
，and then to his wife's horror, she discovered，
那么他的妻子呢就很惊讶的发现
，that whenever he travel for work and business，
每一次他的丈夫去远行的时候
，whenever he travel for work and business， the moment he lands he finishes his business，
每次他去出差的时候呢
，he will always go and call girl。
他每次出差的时候都去找妓女，
and she couldn't work out.
他不知道怎么样去处理。
If you did that before you became a Christian, I can understand.
但是你还 没有成为基督徒之前，你是那么样子的，糟糕，我可以了解。
You did that while presuming, while thinking that you are a Christian and a Christian leader.
但是要是你是一个基督徒，你告诉别人你是一个基督徒领袖，而你是如此的错的话
，and you did that after we got married.
并且是在结了婚之后你还如此做。
It was this last thing that crushed her spirit when she discovered it.
当那个妻子发现到她的丈夫的那个坏行为的时候，她就心碎了。
So I met up with him.
我去跟那位弟兄谈话。
And we shared and we tried to explore what was his triggers and what were his coping mechanisms.
我就跟他分享到底是什么东西引发他的那个冲动。
And one of the things he said to me was,
他告诉我,
I can't take aloneness, I can't take loneliness.
我不能够单独的去处理孤单。
When I arrive in the hotel room all by myself, I always need somebody.
当我去到旅馆的时候，我感觉到孤单的时候，我必须有人来陪伴我。
And because I've started this from young, for many years, I just couldn't stop the habit.
我从小就那么样子，所以我那个习惯呢，我不能够抛开。
I said the only difference between you and me now,
我就告诉他，你和我之间的不同
is because by the grace of God,
是因为借着上帝的恩典
I've learned,
我学到
to surrender all my moments to the Lord Jesus.
我学习怎么样把我所有的那个时刻呢，都交还在上帝的手中。
So when you put me in a hotel room all by myself,
所以当你把我放在旅馆单独的时候。
By the grace of God, I enjoy that time.
那么，只要上帝恩典，我很享受那段时光。
I enjoy my peace.
我很享受我的平安。
I enjoy my uninterrupted communion with God.
我很享受我跟上帝的那个交往。
In between my talks and my ministry,
在我处理事工的时候
，I told him what we said yesterday.
那么我就告诉他，就好像我昨天晚上告诉你
，If Jesus is not Lord of your moments, He's not Lord at all.
要是耶稣不是在那一刻是你的救主的话，那就不是你的救主。
It's not that I'm more spiritual and you're less spiritual. I'm good and you're evil.
并不是我是属灵，你是不属灵；并不是我是好，你是坏。
It's that by the grace of God, He has taught me what it means to live with the presence of God.
而是借着上帝的恩典，他告诉我怎么样活在上帝的与上帝的同在。
How liberating it is!
哦，是那么样子的有喜乐的事。
And God is our first audience and our final judge.
上帝是我们第一个聆听者，是我们最后的一个审判者。
So I want to ask myself and ask you.
我问我自己，我问你
，Is the God the presence of God liberating?
上帝与你的同在能够释放你吗
？Or do you think the presence of God in your life is depriving you?
或者你以为上帝与你的同在呢，是使你感到非常的约束？
If you think that the presence of God is depriving you, you're probably not a child of God.
要是你觉得有上帝与你同在是使你有所约束的话，你可能就不是上帝的儿子。
Because the child of God thinks that the presence of God, the purpose of God in our life, totally frees us from Satan and from sin.
因为属于上帝的儿女，他们知道有上帝与他们同在呢，他们就可以得到解放，可以脱离魔鬼的捆绑。
So what we do with your mind and your time when you are by yourself?Behind closed doors is a very deep mark of your spirituality.
当你自己独自在一个旅馆的时候，你有很多的时间的时候，你有很多金钱的时候，你怎么去运用这些资源呢？就决定你跟上帝之间的关系。
The danger of travel of transience.
当我们是怎么样子的到处去旅行的时候
，that it increases your ability to fake it.
那么就使到我们能。成为更加虚伪的一个基督徒。
It lessens your accountability to people.
你就不需要跟别人负责任。
You can be shallow.
你是非常的肤浅。
And look godly.
但是呢，外表看来是非常的神圣。
That is the danger.
这就是危险。
Secondly,
yeah.
In the modern societies that we live in,
在一个现代的这个社会哦。
We are physically close, but relationally distant.
我们虽然是住在一起，非常的接近，但是在关系方面，我们是如此的疏远。
In English, there's a sentence or a statement that says this.
那么英语呢，有一句谚语如此说
：If you are stuck at sea all by yourself.
要是你是在大海中，没有一个人。
When you're stuck at sea all by yourself,
maroon. 那你在大海中是自己一个人的话
，water, water all around.
你所看到的就是一片汪洋的大海
，but not a drop to drink.
但是呢，你却不能够喝任何一口
，because you drink that salt water, it will kill you.
因为你喝那个盐水的时候呢，你就会更加的口渴。
Do you know that?
明白意思吗？
So when you're out at sea, all by yourself in the boat, it's like, oh, got a lot of water.
你这样你说你在大海有很多的水，你就可以去喝。
You'll be meeting your Lord very soon.
很快你就会上帝就会召见你。
Same in the world we live in, the urban cities.
同样的，我们活在这一个城市化的世界。
People everywhere,
到处都是人山人海。
Crowded on the MRT.
你去那个地铁的时候是那么
crowded on the buses.
是非常的拥挤。
Crowded on the streets.
在街道上是如此的拥挤。
Shopping malls.
在 shopping center 是如此的拥挤。
HDB estates.
在 HDB 的住宅区是如此的拥挤。
But no one to really call your friend.
但是你却发现了你很少朋友。
Your deep friend.
你真正的朋友。
Sometimes
the 朋友。
It happens in church.
有时候在教会也是如此。
People everywhere.
到处都是人啊。
Service so crowded.
聚会是那么样子多的人。
Service is growing.
教会的那个很多人。
But not one to call my real brother or sister in Christ.
虽然有这样多的人，但是我很难找到一个真正知心的弟兄或者姐妹。
Is that true?
真的吗？
Great danger.
是非常危险。
And we go back to our rooms alone and lonely.
是不是有时候我们回到自己的房间的时候，我们感到非常的孤单
？The cases of depression of young people to old people in Singapore is rising exponentially.
在新加坡，少年人或者老年人他们感到非常的沮丧，是越来越多。
Google IMH，
你去找那个精神病院
Institute of Mental Health in Singapore，
新加坡的板桥医院。
We have the highest incidence of OCD.
我们在新加坡的那些精神有状况的人的那个数目呢是全世界最高的
，highest in the world.
全世界最高的。
You know what it is?
为什么呢
？Obsessive compulsive disorder.
我们有一种莫兰的那种冲动。
Think this way.
我们就是。这样子的就想
，and it must be done this way. You're just preoccupied, single issue, single issue.
我要做就是这样子的做，这样子的做。
How many people has cleanliness?
有些人呢，就是不断的去洗手
，cannot stop washing your hands.
不能够停止去洗你的手
，cannot stop wiping and cleaning your house.
不能够停止去摸你的家里的桌子椅子。
There was a very good article written either by the director or the assistant director of IMH in the Straits Times.
那么在有一次在水塘有一个板桥医院的那个主任写了一个很好的文章
，and gave the case of a wife, a mother,
想到一个妈妈，一个家庭主妇
suffering OCD,
她就是有那种冲动
，and she was so preoccupied with hygiene, with cleanliness.
她非常对那些卫生有很大的冲动
，she would.Force her husband and the children to change their clothes before they enter the HDB flat.
那么每次丈夫或者孩子还没有进门的时候呢，就要换衣服。
So all of them had to bring a new set of clothes.
所以每一个家里人呢都必须要带一个另外一件衣服。
And before they come home, they must go and show her that they are changing.
那么还没有踏入家门的时候呢，他们就必须换衣服。
Many of the causes of psychological problems
有很多的原因。
Begin as relational problems.
都是因为我们人与人之间的关系的疏远。
The main thrust of the article was.
那么那个文章的重点哦
，early intervention is very important.
我们要及早去发现有这个问题呢，是非常的重要的。
People everywhere, but no one to call our friend.
我们有那么样子多的人，周围的人，但是很少朋友。
Global statistics.
这个是一个调查。
One in three women suffer depression.
每三个女人当中有一个呢，就是沮丧。
Many mothers suffer postnatal depression.
很多生了孩子之后呢，妈妈呢就有那种精神上的沮丧。
Physically close, relationally distant.
在人与人之间的那个相处呢是非常的接近，但是万 关系是如此的疏远。
When we live in farming areas, when we live in villages,
但我们是住在农村的时候哈。
The relational social support was very strong.
他们之间的那个支持，之间的那个关系呢是非常强。
We look up for each other, we stand up for each other, we help each other.
我们彼此照顾，彼此帮助。
Today in urban cities, you come back, your flat, your condominium, your house is your castle.
今天呢，你回到你的家里的时候呢，你就这就是你的那个安全网。
You know what you are increasingly finding in Singapore?
我们在新加坡找到的一个趋向是什么
？People dying in their flats by themselves.
很多新加坡人他们在他们的住屋里头死去
，and nobody knows.
没有人知道。
You ask the single sisters in our churches.
你问一些那些单身的姐妹哦。
Ask the priest, I know not even singleness.
牧师，我知道上帝给我有单身的恩赐。
Actually, I really don't know.
但是我真的不知道我有没有。
Am I single by my calling?
是不是接受上帝的呼召？我需要单身
，or single by my circumstances，
或者是因为环境的缘故使得我单身
，not enough man love，
没有足够的男生
，or single by my own choice，
或者是我自己自愿去单身
，if I'm honest，
要是我是诚实的话
，I think I'm more single not by my calling，
我就必须承认说这不是上帝给我的呼召
，I still have a deep longing，
我有很大的那个欲望。
But I'm single by circumstance.
但是是环境所驱使。
One of my greatest fears,
我最大的担忧
is when I grow older.
就是我老的时候
I die.
我死了
Nobody knows.
没有人知道
Because all my brothers and sisters are once a week also don't call me.
因为呢，我的家庭的兄弟姐妹都很少来找我
These are little voices.
这些是一些微小的声音。
Little voices of the loneliness and the loneliness of urban society.
这是在城市里头所时常发现的人的孤单。
Then we now also suffer specialization and fragmentation.
那么现在呢，我们要讲就是专业和分离。
Specialization and fragmentation in society and the 21st century world.
在这个二十一世纪的那个专业化和那个分离。
But before I go on, let me do a check, a consciousness check.
好了，我现在还没有讲。继续的时候，我问你个问题
：Do you need a break?
你需要去舒服一下吗
？A stretch break, a drink break. Come back in 2 minutes.
嗯，去喝一杯水，舒服一下，然后两分钟回来。
This is when you go in. When you're sick.
我们谈到专业化呢，我们举个例子，比如说你生病了
，and in the medical profession.
那么在这个医疗的那个事业里头啊
，is broken down into small fields。
那么每一个部门呢都是非常专业的。
There is the brain specialist, there's the heart specialist, there's the kidney specialist, there's the liver specialist。
有头脑的专科医生，有心脏的专科医生，有肾脏的专科医生。
And you know the experience。
那么呢，你就不会经历到
，when you go to hospital, you are not feeling well。
或者你去到医院，你觉得不舒服
，after you finish polytechnic and end up in hospital, you immediately you have to call in 4 or 5 experts.
你从诊疗所去到医院，在医院里头呢有4、5个不同的专科医生。
Gone are the days in which one doctor treated you.
以前呢是一个医生包个药。
That specialization, that fragmentation.
这个不是专业，这个是分离。
So I was working in a factory in my.During my university days in Australia to earn some money.
在澳洲读大学的时候，暑假呢，我就去一个工厂工作。
It was a lawnmower factory, grass cutter producing lawnmowers. Grass cutter.
那个工厂呢是去制造那个铲草机。
So one day they might put us in this department making the nuts and the bolts.
那么有一次呢，就放在我一个部门，这个部门是做那些小小的那个螺丝的。
And once you produce the quota, they move to another department.
我做完了之后呢，他们就把我放在另外一个部门
to shape and form another part of the lawnmower.
那么又去做铲草机的另外的一个部分。
And after you make all those parts, I discovered.
那么你把所有的零件都做好之后呢
，you wash them with industrial soap.
那么你就用那些工业的肥皂把它清洗。
In all my time in the factory,
在我的工厂里头哈。
On the factory floor,
在那个工厂的那个地面上
，I never saw a single lawnmower。
我从来就没有看到一具那个铲草机。
I was just a part of it。
我
segmented part of it。
我只是整个过程的一部分。
I could be assembling a bomb for Al Qaeda。
我或者可能是跟那些恐怖分子去制造一个炸弹呢、啊。
And I wouldn't know the difference。
我也不知道那个不同是什么。
Those are just the little incidences of the fragmentation of life, of professions, of work.
这就是生命、工作，我们所居住的环境是那么样子的分离。
And so, fragmentation of society, fragmentation of church.
教会的分离，社会的分离。
When you read the New Testament letters Paul writing to the church,
当我去读保罗在新约所写的书信
wives, submit to your husbands.
妻子，你们要顺服丈夫。
Husbands love your wives.
丈夫要爱妻子。
That's Ephesians 5:22 to the end of the chapter.
以弗所书第五章所讲的。
Children obey your parents.
孩子要遵守父母。
That's Ephesians 6:104.
以弗所书第六章一到四节。
Fathers, do not exasperate your children.
做父亲的不要使你的儿子恼怒。
Slave, obey your masters.
奴隶要遵守要服从主人。
And masters, do not be harsh with your slaves.
主人，不要虐待你们的仆人。
How many sets of relationships?
关系
Six things in there.
有六种关系
Whenever a New Testament letter came from the apostles,
当保罗写新约书信的时候
there were many house churches.
那个时候那个教会呢是家庭式的教会
They would have read these letters.
他们读了这些书信
And all of them would have been there.
那么他们读了，所以大家一起读了。
In other words, it was an all-age church.
换句话说，那个家庭的教会呢，什么样子年龄的人都有。
In other words, it was a holistic church.
是一个非常全面性的教会。
In other words, it was an intergenerational church.
另一句话来说，就是各种年龄的教会。
The Church of Jesus Christ that had Jews and Gentiles.
耶稣基督的教会有犹太人，有外邦人。
Men and women,
男人女人
older and younger,
老年人少年人
parents and children,
父母儿女
masters and slaves,
仆人主人
One of the greatest dangers of our modern day church in the West coming to the East,
在西方现在目前的教会所处到的一个最大的一个危机呢
We all want our men's fellowship, our women's fellowship, our youth fellowship.
我们要有男士的团契，有女。的团契有少年人的团契
，the children's church is separate from the youth。
那么呢，后来就有儿童的团契
，the Sunday school is separate from the youth is separate from the young adults is separate from the adults。
主日学呢，跟少年人的团契不同，少年人的团契跟青年人的团契也有分开
，and the adults are separate from the seniors。
那么成年人呢，跟老年人也分开
，what do we call that？
这个叫什么
？We call that the fragmented church。
我们叫做这是一个分离的教会
，and there are two, three major points of dropout and breakout, breakdown。
我们就看到，因为这样子呢，很多人就逐渐就流失了。
Children do not transit smoothly into your fellowship。
儿童呢，他们就流失了，没有进入那个少年人的团契。
Your fellowship does not transit smoothly into adult fellowship。
有些少年人呢，就从团契里面流失，没有进入青年人的团契。
Sometimes the problems are pastoral leadership problems.
有时候这个问题是因为领导层的问题。
The pastor of the youth cannot get along with the senior pastors or the other pastors of the church.
少年人的牧师跟其他团契的牧师不能够很融洽的工作。
And it creates a whole kingdom.
他们自己建立自己的王国。
And the youth learn to listen to one main voice, the voice of that pastor.
年轻人呢，就听从他们的那个年轻人的牧师。
They're not willing to listen to the voice of the other pastor.
他们不愿意去听，他们不愿意去听从其他的团契的牧师。
So all around the world, I find,
在整个世界我就发现到
this common experience.
这是一个很普通的一个现象。
We are called to love and peace and oneness.
我们是被教导说我们要彼此相爱，彼此合一。
That's our high calling in Christ.
这是我们在基督里头崇高的一个呼召。
But here is our lowly reality.
但是事实却是相反。
We don't love each other across the ages.
我们年龄跟年龄之间没有彼此相爱。
We don't love each other across the languages.
我们不同的言语之间没有彼此相爱。
We don't love each other across the classes.
不同的班级之间也没有彼此相爱。
And so we are the disunited states. I mean the disunited churches.
所以我们是一个不合一的教会。
But we love, love, love about Donald Trump. Under him, the United States has now become the disunited states of America.
现在美国呢是真的是四分五裂，在那个总统的统治之下。
But when Jesus died,
当耶稣死去的时候
，before he went to the cross,
他还没有上十字架之前
，By this shall all men know that you are my disciples.
你们若如此行，万人就知道你是我的门徒了。
By what?
信什么
？By love.
信什么
？A new commandment I give to you.
我给你们一新的命令。
And love is expressed in oneness.
你们要彼此相爱。
The Father and Son are always one.
圣父跟圣子是永远是一致的。
The Father and Son, the Holy Spirit are always one. I told you that in the global conversation.
圣父、圣子、圣灵是一致的。
And Jesus redeemed us to be the one people of God.
耶稣呢是救赎所有的全人类。
And so we've got to be prayerful and mindful about fragmentation in the 21st century world.
我们要很小心的去祷告，很小心的去处理在21世纪我们所遇见的这些分离的事件。
And that's why when Peter invited me to come and speak to QBC camp or retreat, I said yes again.
所以当你们的牧师邀请我再一次来到这里追求为做你们的长院的时候，我就答应了。
For here you have a beautiful attempt at loving each other across the ages and across the languages. Amen.
因为我看到你们的教会呢是不同的年龄、不同的文化之间的弟兄姐妹都是如此的彼此相爱。
How come you're not smiling?
为什么我讲的时候呢，别人都笑了？有讲错吗
？Are you faking it？
你们是不是假装如此
？I hope not。
我希望不是。
But I do seriously sense a bonding。
真的，我看到你们之间是非常的。
Must never take that for granted。
但是不要自以为是哦。
Never。
不要自以为是。
Be prayerful。
要好，诚心祷告。
Thankful。
感谢。
And always work hard at this。
不断的努力的去工作。
Never take love and unity for granted.
不要把合一和爱以为是理所当然的。
Purchased by the precious blood of Christ.
我们是借着基督的宝血所被救赎的。
Attacked by Satan.
但是撒旦会攻击我们。
So keep going to be seen.
继续前进吧，李万正。
Amen.
Amen.
I say that, and you can give glory to God.
我们把荣耀交给上帝。
So that you keep inviting me back. Families now have moved from
family,
extended families to nuclear families. Nuclear families get father, mother, and children.
家庭呢，以前是延伸式的家庭呢，现在变成是一个核心式的家庭。
From Israel in the Old Testament to churches in the New Testament.
从旧约时代到新约时代。
I think God's understanding and design of family.
上帝对家庭的那个观念和他的那个设计
is extended family
是一个延伸的家庭。
So when it says the household of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10,
所以刚刚说的哥林流的那个家族的时候
，it doesn't mean that Cornelius, his wife, his children got baptized.
不单只是讲说哥林流和他的妻子和他的儿子受浸。
It means the whole of Cornelius' household, including his maids, his servants, his slaves, all except his animals, are not baptized.
而是指他的家族，包括他的仆人、他的奴隶。
If you go back to your grandparents' home in China,
回去你的祖父在中国的家庭的时候
，What is the normal architecture of an old Chinese home?
以前那个旧式的中国人的家庭的那个建筑是什么样子的
？It's almost square or rectangle with a courtyard.
我们他们都在一个四方的一个，中间就有一个庭院。
Grandpa, grandma lives in one room.
祖父祖母住一间房。
Father, mother lives in this other room.
爸爸妈妈住另外一间房。
Elder son gets married, he lives in the next room.
他儿子结婚了，也是住另外一间房。
All bonded by the courtyard.
有庭院作为我们的那个 聚集点。
All bonded by the kitchen.
大家都在那样的厨房用。
What do you call that?
这个叫什么？
Extended family.
这个叫延伸式的家庭。
Israel had the same blueprint.
以色列也是如此。
Household of Abraham, household of you just name, who are the patriarchs, you got it.
亚伯拉罕的家族，他们的家族。
Our government is not bad at this.
其实我们的政府做得蛮不错。
Which government in the world gives you money to stay close to your parents?
这个世界还除了新加坡政府之外，有哪一个政府是让你跟你的爸爸妈妈住靠近而给你钱的呢？
I don't know.
我不晓得。
Very few governments of the world think through that.
很少其他的国家的政府有这样子的。
And what's the housing subsidy you get? How much?
你所得到那个津贴是多少？
Social relational support.
只要我们有一个延伸式的彼此之间的有关系的那么样子的一个生活。
When human beings live without that,
当人类没有这种关系的时候，
we go downhill.
我们这种下坡。
So from nuclear families to singular family households.
从核心家庭到单一家庭。
This was maybe 5 years ago. I read the statistics in the UK.
在英国五年前我有。看到这样子的一个记录
that the number of single person households was now greater than the number of 2, 3, 4 people households, people living by themselves, and now lost 51%.
单身家庭的那个数目在五年前是比双组织多人的家庭的那个数目来更多。
How long do you think the trend comes here?
新加坡最逐渐呢也会成为这样子。
From lifelong marriages to serial marriages，
从一次的婚姻，我们也变成为重复的婚姻。
People you know now are marrying later and later. Average marriage age in Singapore is 29-30.
现在呢，我们呢就越来越迟结婚了，大概是29岁、28岁才结婚。
I roughly know that because every year for the last 20 years we've had 25-30 weddings。30-40 weddings in my church every year.
我知道了，是因为在我的教会的过去呢，每一年只有25到20个婚姻。
The last three to five years, we've had a new phenomenon.
在过去3-5年，我们有个新的现象。
That more and more people are getting married younger.
是越来越多年轻人，他们年轻的时候就结婚了。
Because every week when you come to LBC,
每一天你来我的教会的时候
，we preach the first commission.
我们就教堂第一个命令，第一道命令
，Go forth and multiply，
你们要出去，要增长这个世界。
No, actually, but one of my elders，
我其中的一位长老
，He was a young boy when I, by God's grace, had to take over the church because the other pastor died of cancer。
那么我另外一个牧师，因为他癌症去世的时候呢，从年轻的时候我就成为教会的牧师。
The church was mainly boys and girls became converts.
那个时候呢，教会的成员都是男同居、女同居。
Now headed to poly, most of them poly in the first batches.
但是现在呢，大部分的年轻人呢都是读 poly.
This was 1991-92.
1991-92.
And he said to me recently, I think last year.
去年他告诉我
，It was the case when you first started ministry.
他说：“谢牧师，当你开始在牧养教会的时候，你非常专注这个教堂。
don't date non-Christians.
不要跟非基督徒,
I still said that to you, right?
我还是这样子,
so I said still the same.
Okay.
I mean, once both of us were young, you know, boys we get, girls we get, poly, university, we kept telling us Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, it's not good for a man to be alone, not good for a man to be alone, get married, get married.
你以前是这样子的教导我们说不要单独独身要去结婚
So we are very obedient, we obeyed you, I mean we obeyed God.
所以呢你是这样子的教导我们很年轻的时候就结婚了
When we started the church had two children.
当我们开始教会的时候呢教会只有两个儿童
No need to run Sunday school.
怎么样子孩子的学
Without the parents teach your own love.
我们就跟父母说
No bother.
自己去教你的儿童吧。
Now there were 900 children. Only by preaching the gospel can you be countercultural.
当我们去教导圣经的时候呢，我们才可以告诉他们真正的文化是什么。
The global trends and the cultural trends,
整个世界的趋势,
is to be skeptical about the marriage institution.
整个世界的趋势呢，就是要人去。 对真正的婚姻发出疑问
is to be skeptical about families
对那个家庭的生活家庭的关系发出疑问
and so from lifelong marriages to serial marriages we now have later marriages fewer marriages more divorces and now there's a new trend globally and Singapore is facing it more and more people are divorcing after 30 years of marriage 25 years of marriage
以前的结婚呢是 终身的
And one of the few people who started this was Al Gore. Al Gore was, he ran for president, he was vice president, and he ran for president, but Bush won. I don't know the exact years, but he was married to his wife Tipper. That was her nickname, Tipper. I think they were married for 30 plus, 40 years. And then they got divorced. When I first read that, I turned to my wife and said, this is me and Mona, our 30th anniversary this year.
今年是我跟我的太太30年,
you would think that after 30 years, solid already, lah.
你以为说30年后呢，就是稳如泰山
，stable, secure，
那些啦，真的是没有人可以改变我们的婚姻了。But
people can be married for 35, 40 years and then in the end get divorced.
但是有人结婚35年、40年，还是照样离婚。This
is the trend around the world, and Singaporeans are not spared this.
这个就是目前世界的趋势，新加坡人也是如此。
The only reason your parents stick together.
你的父母之所以会继续的交往
was for you and your education.
是为了你和你的教育.
You're now educated, you're now working. There's no more reason for us to stay together. Let's go our own way.
孩子长大了,已经受教育了,我们也不需要彼此守我们的婚约.
You mark my words. That is the increasing trend in Singapore.
这就是目前新加坡的趋势.
My first experience of this was when I was a very young pastor in our founding church.
在我的以前的母会的一个年轻的牧师
I conducted a funeral
我主持过一次的丧礼
And at the funeral wake an old man came up to me and said Master Chris, can I talk to you and ask you a question?
那么在丧礼有一个老年人来到问我一个问题
Can I get divorced?
我可以不可以离婚?
I look at him, he was really an old man So I said, Uncle, how old are you?
那么我看到他已经是老态龙钟了，然后我就问他 Uncle,你几岁?
And he said, 70 plus.
70多岁.
I said, Uncle, why you get divorced? Almost the end of your life already.
我说你差不多就要进棺材了，你还离婚来干嘛?
Correct, not a translation. Of course, I didn't say it like that. I said nicely, sentence by sentence, Uncle, why you want to get divorced? And he said, without waiting, without batting an eyelid, I've never been happy in my marriage. I deserve some happiness.
我应该得到一些快乐.
I deserve at least one day of happiness.
我应该得到至少有一天的快乐.
You know, I was a very young pastor then, 30 years old.
他告诉我是年轻的牧师, 30岁.
So because he's uncle, he's uncle.
因为他是,
I was thinking, where is he coming from? Which planet is he coming from?
我就问他到底是从哪个星球了?
Now, 27 years later, uncle is not alone.
27年之后, 这个uncle不再孤单.
In more and more Christian circles and fellowships and churches, this is happening more and more.
很多教会, 很多地方, 很多环境, 这些现象就一次发生.
All the married folk here,
你们所有结婚的人,
married between 1 to 10 years, hands up.
有谁是结婚1到10年的, 举手.
Those who are not sure whether you're married, please see me and Pastor Peter Lin. After I counsel him, I'll counsel you. Okay, let's try again. How does merit? Right? 1 to 10.
明年到10年之间结婚的.
11 to 20.
11年到20年的.
21 to 30.
21年到30年.
Whoa, that's good.
很多啊.
Can you say to each other, by the God's grace, I will never abandon you. I'll never divorce you.
你们彼此说，你们彼此说，借着上帝的恩典，我们彼此不离开。
Better say the truth.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Talk so what?
I asked the people in our marriage preparation class to do this.
我叫那些准备婚礼辅导的那些，I've
run these classes for 20 over years.
我已经做牧师20多年。
300-400 couples.
我已经辅导过300多个、400多对。
Often see the girls break down at that point. Right.
很多时候我这样子去劝勉他们的时候呢，那个女生呢，很多时候就哭泣了。
When a girl gives her hand into your hand in marriage.
当那个女生愿意把她的生命交给你的时候，
she's willingly moving from the love and care from her father and mother into your hands as a man.
她是愿意从她的父母给她的那个爱护而来到你的怀抱。
What do you think she's longing for and what do you think she deserves under God?
你知道她所最迫切需要的是什么吗?
She's longing for and she deserves to be secure.
她所迫切需要并且她应该得到的就是安稳。
Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church.
丈夫你们要爱妻子如同基督爱教会。
And the most important thing we men can say to our wives,
我们做男生可以说的,
is I will love you forever here on earth.
就是我在一生一世都会爱你。
No ifs, no buts.
没有如果，没有但是。
But if your cooking is bad,
但是要是你煮的乱七八糟的话,
if you start to sag,
要是你开始下垂的时候,
I will look elsewhere.
我就会转眼望别人了。
You will never say that.
不要这样子说。
But you might think that.
或者你心里有这样子的妄想,
and the moment you think that,
当你开始有这样的念头的时候,
you have dishonored God.
你就违背了上帝的教导。
If Jesus is not Lord of the moment of unfaithfulness,
要是耶稣不是你那一刻的那个救主的话,
from the one idea,
一个这样子的动机,
will come the implementation.
最后呢, 你就会去实现。
Because Satan will work on your sin.
因为撒旦会去侵入你。
What I got you to do each other,
刚才我叫你们彼此做的,
is a very important thing that you have to do.
这是一个非常重要的事, 你们必须做。
As often as is needed,
时常去做。
Mona woke up this morning and said, I love you.
我的太太今天早上起来，她说我爱你。
Who wouldn't love me?
谁不会爱我？
That's because last night I fell asleep and said, I love her first. So then she took a whole night, she thought about it, she thought about it. Then morning said, ah, okay, I've been enlightened. I love you.
我很高兴有我来做有我的太太.
And that's totally wrong translation. My Chinese is bad, but not that bad. When you add all those things together in column number 2,
当你把这些事情全部加起来的时候,
it amounts to people lostness.
这就是看到人性的迷失,
more and more dehumanized, more and more depersonalized.
我们越来越不像人了,
less and less the presence of God.
越来越没有上帝的同在。
More and more depersonalized and dehumanized from God's created purposes.
从上帝创造我们起初的目的，我们现在活得越来越不像人。
More and more depersonalized and dehumanized from God's salvation purposes in Christ.
从上帝的救恩的计划里头，我们也越来越不像人。
Less and less the presence of God in our hearts, in our relationships, in our marriages, in our families, in our churches.
在我们的生命，在我们的婚姻，在我们的关系上，我们越来越疏远了上帝。
So very quickly in ending.
最后一个结束
we find out to the right hand side.
我们来到右边。
One of the biggest idols in our world is freedom.
现在世界上最大的一个偶像就是自由。
Freedom is a lie.
自由是一个谎言。
Freedom from God and freedom to live your own life, freedom from God and freedom to find your own happiness is a lie of the devil.
没有了上帝，我们的自由是一种谎言。
For when you move away from God, you're not free, you become a slave.
当你从上帝那边走开的时候呢，其实你不是自由，你是一个奴隶。
Slave to every self pleasure.
你以为你可以去尽情的纵乐。
And slave to every self glory.
你成为了你自己荣耀的奴隶。
But the movement of Jesus to us is to free us.
但是上帝的旨意呢，就是要使我们得到真自由。
Freedom, the heart of freedom is the idolatry or the worship of individuals, the individuality.
这个世上给我们的自由呢，就是把我们自己自我作为我们的偶像。
Like the old uncle asking me at 70 plus years old,
就好像那个七十多岁的老人家问我
Can I get a divorce?
我可以离婚吗？
I deserve some happiness.
我应该可以有一些快乐的吗？
That's the icon and the worship.Of individuality.
这个就是自我的那种偶像。
I don't care whether it hurts God or glorifies Him.
我不管上帝会不会因此而不高兴或者怎么样子。
I don't care whether it hurts my wife.
我不管我的太太会感到悲伤。
Why should I care? She never gave me happiness.
我就不是不管，因为她从来就没有给我快乐过。
Who do you think is the best painter in the world? Best painter.
谁是最好的一个画家？
Depending on the Western painter, Asian painter, Chinese painter, Singaporean painter.
西方的画家，东方的画家，新加坡的画家。
Best painter.
最好的画家。
Van Gogh.
是不是 Van Gogh?
Michelangelo.
是 Michelangelo.
陈文熙。
或者是陈文熙。
You know what? Singaporean, no?
陈文熙是新加坡人。
Google. I'm very afraid of this congregation. Best painter in the universe.
这个宇宙中最好的一个画家
is Satan.
撒旦
He paints this beautiful picture of your life without God.
他会把一个你的生命画得非常的灿烂，但是却没有上帝。
Invites you to enter into that painting.
邀请你进入那个图画里头。
And if you enter into the picture of painting, it becomes hell.
当你进入那个图画的时候，你发现到你所住在的环境是地狱。
It looks like heaven, it smells like heaven, it tastes like heaven.
看似天堂，闻之好像天堂。
First time they built the Genting Casino in Sentosa.
第一次当他们在圣淘沙建那个云顶的那个赌场的时候
I confess, I went to see.
我去看
，but I didn't go casino.
我没有进去那个赌场。
You take the escalator down.
当你坐那个电梯下去的时候
，and they are the TV and on the screens all over.
如果你走到下面的时候，你看到很多那些
just bright and attractive,
非常灿烂的一些图画。
I was thinking to myself, as a pastor, always thinking of similar illustration.
那我就在想
，If I'm a gambler,
要是我是一个赌徒
，the invitation to hell never looked so bright, so beautiful.
要是一个人真的要邀请你去地狱的时候呢，他一定会把那个图画画得非常的漂亮，吸引人。
Satan is the greatest painter.
撒旦是最厉害的一个画家。
He paints a beautiful picture of a beautiful life without God.
他会把一个没有上帝的生命呢画得非常的美丽。
And say, enter, you'll be complete, you'll be full, you'll be happy.
就会说你进来这里，你就可以成为一个非常完全的人，非常快乐的人。
You enter, it will be hell.
你进入，你就大入地狱。
Hell on earth and hell forever.
你在这个。 个世上只如地一般的生活
，life without God, life without God's people，
永远的受没有了上帝的生命。
Any of you standing on the edge of that？
你们有谁是差不多要到那里了吗？
Single, married,
单身的，结婚的
，about to leave God，
那些快要离开上帝的人
，about to take your life into your own hands，
或者要以自己来掌权做你们的生命的主
宰 ，about to take your own happiness into your own hands，
要以为靠着自己可以得到快乐的人
，don't do，
不要尝试
，don't do，
不要做。
God's answer，
上帝给我们的答案。
God's answer is this. The next slide.
上帝有没有答案是
The centrality of the cross.
十字架的中心点
Jesus dying on the cross is about God loving, creating people, redeeming people.
上帝耶稣给我们死在十字架上是为了要救赎我们
And the reason God creates you and the reason God redeems you is because He loves you.
神创造你，神救赎你，因为他爱你。
If you ever forget that, you will give your life to Satan, the world, and yourself.
你一旦忘记这一个经济的话呢，你就会把你的生命交给撒旦。
Once I was going through a very rough patch in life, in ministry.
有一段时间呢，我是非常的颓丧。
You know what put me to sleep? I told you I read until peace chases out. This quote.
那么我就一直读，一直读，一直读，等到那个平安呢，从我那边拿走。
To the very frightening and dry spell.
我经过一个非常枯燥的一个时刻
I sang myself to sleep. I sang myself to sleep.
我自己在唱歌，一直唱到我睡觉
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know. And I sang and sang. I'm a pastor, I know a lot of the Bible, but I have to remind myself.And Jesus loves me.
我就唱那首《耶稣爱我》这首童歌，一直在唱，一直在唱，来提醒我，耶稣爱我。
That's the way to be found as a person.
我借着这样子，再一次的重新得着上帝。
And unless you're secure in Jesus' saving love,
除非你是活在上帝的那个爱之中
，you cannot go on and love other people, beginning with brothers and sisters in Christ.
就不可能去爱别人。
So one author said, one writer said,
一个作者如此说
Unless you breathe in grace, you cannot breathe out grace.
要是你没有服尽那个恩典，你就不可以服出恩典。
Unless you breathe in Jesus, you cannot breathe out Jesus.
要是你没有吸入耶稣，你不可以服出耶稣。
John 15, Jesus says,
约翰福音十五章耶稣说
Unless you abide in me, you will bear no fruit.
你要住在我里头，你才可以结果子。
Abide in me, remain in my word, remain in my love. Remain in my word, remain in my love.
住在我里头，听我的话，遵守我的爱。
This is the surest way out of people lostness.
那么人就不会迷失。
The only way to face the ugliness of men and women.
要去面对人性的丑陋。
Is to behold the beauty of Jesus.
要去仰望上帝耶稣的爱。
When life gets ugly.
当生命变得丑陋
的时候 beautiful Lord Jesus, Amen.
我们就去看耶稣的慈悯
Don't drop him.
不要抛弃他
Don't give up on him.
不要离弃他
Everything within you wants to run away from him.
你很想去放弃耶稣
When you're most tempted to run away from God and Jesus, run back to him.
当你要放弃耶稣的时候你就必须回到耶稣跟前
And there, like a marathon runner like Daniel.
就好像一个马拉松赛跑的人
You will find your second wind.
你就有另外一个翅膀。
Amen.
Amen.
Finally,
最后
God's answer. Never forget, God is the Trinitarian God.
不要忘记，上帝是一个三位一体的上帝。
So always build relationships.
我们时常要建立关系。
Can I tell you the story?
我告诉过你这个故事吗
？I grew up here.
我是在马来西亚长大的。
And 40 years ago when I grew up here, the power supply was very irregular, not like this.
那么四十年前的那个电流的那个供应呢是很糟糕的。
In Philippines, they still have it. We have a Philippines brother here. We call them brownouts.
那么在菲律宾我们就说了电源突然中断。
Ever so often, the power breaks down.
很多时候呢 完全中断。
But I love the blackout nights.
但是呢，中断的那些晚上呢，我很喜欢。
You know why I love the blackout nights?
为什么？
Because whenever there was a blackout,
每次电流中断的时候
，my father would gather all the 12 children. I'm number 12.
我的爸爸就会召集所有十二个孩子
，light a candle, light a paraffin lamp,
点起蜡烛，点起那个油灯
，and then he'll tell the stories of his growing up days in China.
那么他们爸爸就会告诉我以前他在中国的故事。
How he arrived here as a 9-year-old boy all by himself.
他怎么在九岁的时候就独身的来到马来西亚
？How he arrived here with only a shirt on his back.
他身上只有一件衣服。
How he worked from rags to riches.
他从没到有。
And within 20 years became the richest man in town.
那么二十年呢，他就建立了自己的事业。
How he survived World War II.
他怎么样去度过第二次世界大战
？How the Japanese tried to kill him.
对，日本兵怎么样子要？杀死他。
And after the Japanese left,
那日本兵走了之后
，Communism was on the rise in Malaysia and Singapore.
共产党来到新加坡和马来西亚。
How the communists targeted him as assassination target.
那些共产党想要谋杀我的老爸。
I love the blackout nights.
我很喜欢电流中断的那些日
子。I got to know my father and love my father and adore my father and my mother most because there was no television.
因为那段时候呢，我就听我爸爸的讲的故事，我就更加爱我的老爸。
No cinemas,
没有电视机，没有电影院。
No videos,
没有 video,
just the candlelight,
只是有蜡
烛。No wonderful true stories of his life,
在那个烛光之下，我听到老爸告诉我他的真实的故事。
So firstly, you have to find yourself with God.
所以你必须要去在寻找上帝。
Then you have to be prayerful and intentional that once a week.
很祷告的，很用心的，一个礼拜一次。
You will have a blackout night in your family.
你在你的家庭里头有一次是电流中断的。
Tell PUB to cut your power.
Tell PUB, 把你的电流割掉。
No need lah, just go to your main switch and turn it off.
Yeah, yeah, okay. 就关上那个电。
And for the next 1-2 hours, gather as God's people.
一个小时，两个小时，大家一起进去。
Read a passage of scripture.
读圣经。
Sing songs as a family.
一起唱歌。
Pray about your fears.
为着你的惧怕来。
Share your joys.
一起分享。
Tell your stories to your children.
跟你的孩子讲故事。
Listen to each other.
大家彼此垂听。
When you have the blackout nights, you grow deep.
当你电流中断的时候，你就进入更深的。
The ultimate ministry we do in church,
在教会我们所做的最重要的一个工作
is Trinitarian ministry,
就是三一的工作。
It is relational ministry,
关系的工作。
It is love ministry,
爱的工作。
If you do so much ministry out there, but your marriage relationship is stressed and breaking down, that's not ministry.
但是你是做很多上帝的事工，但是你的婚姻却是如此糟糕的话。
You do so much ministry out there, attending meetings after meetings after meetings after meetings, and your family is falling apart. That's not ministry.
但是你是做如此多的事工，但是你的家庭是支离破碎的话，这就是不好的。
Ministry is saving people and building relationships of love. Amen.
事工呢，就是救别人，并且建立关系。
If a man doesn't know how to handle his household, he should never be a leader.
要是一个男人不能够好好的管理他的家庭，他就不能成为领袖。
Teaching of Paul to Timothy.
这是保罗告诉提摩太的。
And so here we have it in ending.
So
this is how we recover ourselves.
这就是我们彼此的建立。
So I was preaching a conference, scripture union conference.
这次我在问去讲道。
And this man was telling about his father, and his father had just passed on.
这个年轻人，他的爸爸刚刚去世。
Father was a poor farmer in Australia.
爸爸是澳洲的一个很穷的农夫。
And on his dying bed,
在他临死一刻
，the children knew that it was his last weeks, his last days.
孩子们知道这是他最后的一天或者最后的一个礼拜。
So the children contacted each other and said, "We'll fly in to see that perhaps one last time."
然后他们就彼此联络说，我们要回来见老爸最后一面。
So here's our assignment as the children.
这是做孩子的一个要做的功课。
I think 5-6 of them.
大概有5-6个兄弟姐妹。
Let's remember your personal best memory of that.
我 们要每一个兄弟姐妹呢去牢牢记住他对老爸最好的印象是什么。
And then when we meet him in hospital,
那么当我来到医院探访他的时候
，we'll tell him a story or make him something about the best memory.
把我们所回忆最好的回忆跟他分享。
So as they get it there,
我们聚集在一起
，they started to thank the father.
我们就开始感谢老爸。
And the father said, in hearing all that,
那么老爸听了之后就说。
I always thought I was a lousy father.
我也一直以为我是很没有用的老爸。
Because I never made it to be a rich farmer. I always was a poor farmer. You know that.
因为我是如此的贫穷，我从来没有富裕过。
And I couldn't give you a lot of things.
我不能够供给你很多物质上的需要。
But I always wanted to give you love.
但是我一直希望给你们爱。
So for the son who loved the outdoors.
所以对那个喜爱户外活动的儿子
，The father crafted him a handmade fishing rod.
他老爸跟他亲手做一个钓鱼的那个工具。
For the son or daughter who loved music, he handcrafted a violin.
那么对那个女儿，她喜欢音乐的女儿，他跟她做了一个手提琴。
And all of them came to see.
他们都来到老爸的面前。
Each of the little things he made for them out of love.
感谢老爸用亲手所做的东西
is what they treasure most.
这是他们所最珍贵的东西
and made them the men and women of God.
直到他每一个儿女成为上帝重用的儿女。
What they were experiencing was the presence of God.
但他们所经历的就是上帝的同在。
Financially poor but spiritually rich.
在金钱方面虽然非常的贫穷，但是属灵方面是如此的富足。
The presence of God is experienced between persons in relationships of love.
他们亲自见证到、领受到上帝与他们同在的那种亲密的关系。
That is the Trinitarian God we worship.
我们所敬拜的是一个三一的真神。
That is the meaning of the cross.
十字架是有它的道理。
And that is the meaning of the church.
教会也有他的道理。
People of KBC,
你完成今天会的弟兄姐妹
，I don't know whether I'll ever meet you again.
我不知道会不会再见到你们。
But this is all I know about this God.
我所告诉你的就是我所认识的。
And this is all I can preach with all my heart and pray with all my heart for you.
我所告诉你的就是从我心里头发出的信息。
Practice the presence of God.
要去经历。上帝的同在
，Enjoy the presence of God，
去享受上帝的同在
，In your redeemed relationships，
在你的那个被救赎的
，In your redeemed singleness，
你的被救赎的独身的生
活 ，In your redeemed marriages，
你的被救赎的婚姻关系
，In your redeemed families，
你的被救赎的家庭
，And you will bring glory to Jesus，
你就会把荣耀归给耶稣
，And Jesus will bring glory to our Father。
耶稣就会把荣耀归给天父。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
上帝保守你。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand and pray together.
我们站立祷告。
Thank you for being so gracious in speaking your word.
感谢上帝，让我们能够垂听你的话语。
Thank you for being so patient in waiting for our response.
感谢你是那么的忍耐的到我。等待我们的回应
And may our response not be one of faking your presence.
让我们的回应不是去做一个虚伪的基督徒
Faking your presence through ministry.
不是做虚伪的事工
Faking your presence through titles or ranks.
不是做一个虚伪的工作者
But really living out your presence.
而真的是活出你的同在
By surrendering every moment of our life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们降服生命的每一部分交给耶稣基督。
When we have a moment of anger, may we surrender and have a moment of peace.
当我们发怒的时候，我们必须把这个交托给你。
When we have a moment of hate, may we surrender and have a moment of love in exchange.
当我们有不开心，我们发怒的时候，让我们有爱的交换。
When we have a moment of unforgiveness, may we surrender and have a moment of forgiveness.
当我们不饶恕别人的时候，让我们学习如何饶恕别人。
May we experience your spirit, your word, your grace in our lives.
让我们经历和经验到你的恩典，你的话语在我们的生命里头。
We acknowledge that we live in the Babylons of this world.
我 我们知道我们活在一个巴比伦的城市里头。
Where people are increasingly lost.
人民是不断的迷失。
Crowded everywhere, but no one to call our friend.
到处是人群，但是却找不到真正的朋友。
Physically close, but relationally distant.
我们肉体是非常的接近，但是关系却是如此的疏远。
Alone and lonely and depressed.
我们是孤单，我们是颓丧。
Only you have the message of redeeming love.
只有你可以给我们这个救赎的信息。
For you created us and finally redeemed us because you first loved us.
你创造了我们，你救赎了我们，因为你先爱我。
May we say to ourselves, Jesus loves me, this I know.
让我们是齐声合唱，耶稣爱我，我知道。
And be born again forever and born again every moment.
我们永远是如此的重生。
And after we believe in Jesus, may we go forth and brief out Jesus to others.
让我们俘虏耶稣基督，我们也俘虏耶稣基督。
Run a special moment.
让我们有一个特别的时刻。
In a day, in a week.
在每一天，在每一个星期。
In a month, in a year.
每一个月，每一年。
The blackout moments.
当我们来到熄灯的时候。
When we draw close to you and draw close to each other.
我们要跟你更亲近，也跟家人更亲近。
And spend time knowing and then loving and serving and enjoying and delighting each other.
用时间去彼此欣赏，彼此关怀，彼此相爱。
And in that way,
借着如此
experience your presence.
我们就能够经历你的同在。
Ask this for QBC.
我们为 QBC 来祷告。
We ask this for all Christians and churches in Singapore.
我们为所有教会来祷告。
We ask this for all Christians around the world.
我们为着所有的基督徒来祷告。
That we will practice your presence.
我们为去实行上帝与我们的同在。
And save lonely and broken people.
去帮助那些孤独的人。
For your glory.
为了你的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Greet each other. Say